Hey guys, this is Stanar. So I just wanted to get this thought on the table. This morning, one of my friends was tweeting about opportunity cost, and it's a very real issue, but it's something that very few of us have the time to consider as we go through our day. And we have multiple tasks in front of us. We have short-term objectives. We have long-term goals, and we are, hopefully have a strategy to accomplish all of those things in a meaningful way. And when it comes to blogging and internet marketing and creating a presence and engaging customers on the internet, this has never been so relevant. With the introduction of Twitter and TweetDeck, these tools can consume hours of your time. If you're maintaining a blog, becoming consumed with trying to make your blog look perfect and do every little trick that you wish it could can overwhelm some of us. And what happens is that we fail to continue to create new and engaging content on a regular basis. And I'm sure you've all heard that, new content delivered on a consistent basis is the number one way to leverage a blog or a website in order to engage customers. And I'm just as guilty here. I get wrapped up in trying to tweak my website and make sure it looks beautiful and all the fonts line up appropriately and everything flows seamlessly. And that time, which gets away from us very quickly, can sometimes derail us from the real important work, which is creating content. And creating content is easier than ever. You can create audio posts, you can create videos, you can obviously type up a blog post rather quickly these days, whether it's from your mobile phone or from your computer, whatever the case is, there's no excuse to not create new content rapidly and on a consistent basis. So I just want you to think about the opportunity cost of some of the activities you do throughout your day. And I really try to use tools to improve my efficiency, such as Google Reader and Ping FM and WordPress plugins and so forth that really streamline the process. But of course, just like everyone else, I get wrapped up in trying to tweak my website, and I'm really trying to get away from that. And the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to dedicate a couple hours every week, a set amount of time, where that will be my website programming time, where I can get into the PHP, CSS plugins and tweak those. But I'm not going to let that consume my time throughout the rest of the week. I'm going to really focus on creating content. So I want you to think about that and how you can maybe take on a similar approach. I think that at the end of the day, you'll be more satisfied with the content you're putting out, and you'll find that you have more time to dedicate to engaging your customers in a more meaningful way. So anyway, if you have any comments or would like to discuss this further, you can obviously read this post on my blog at stanarknutson.com, or you can send me a note on Twitter, and my handle is stanarknutson. So have a great day. Good luck with that, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.